It's time for Football Friday with you and I head coach Todd Stepsis. Football Friday on the Mighty Mix brought to you by Jerry Rolling Motors in Waverly, delivering life, delivering service. And by Turnagle Insurance, funny name, serious results. Les, welcome to the program. Head coach Todd Stepsis, congratulations, coach, on an awesome win.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, every time I hear that Panther growl, man, I put the smile on my face. So I don't know if that's because I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan at heart, and so they play that same thing at their games. But yeah, I love hearing it.
Hey, coach. First question: what was it like when you were sitting in the garage waiting to be announced with your team?
You know, I'm a movie guy, and I like to reference older movies. And even though this is kind of a comedy, flappy type of movie, old school. If you've ever seen it, Will Ferrell in there. You know, he's in a competition towards the end of the movie where, you know, there's a debate, and all of a sudden, like, he has this awesome rebuttal, and then he's like, "What happened? I blacked out." That's kind of what it was like. We were in there, and I've never been in there before, and you know, like, the drums are going, and I didn't know there was drums going, and, you know, the black light and the smoke and just the noise and just the excitement and the energy. I mean, it was just so, like, bottled up, and that garage door opens up, the light shows, and it was just amazing. So definitely lived up to the hype, and looking forward to doing it again here in another week.
Well, it was your first game at the Dome, and things started out probably as expected.
You know, you would love to start out hot and on fire, but I think when you do that, then you don't appreciate the process. And we started off a little slow. It was nice to get some points there in the first half. But, defensively, we take a lot of pride in defending every blade of grass or turf out there. And we weren't as stout as we would have hoped. And the score at halftime was a little bit closer than what we would have liked. But I thought that was a great opportunity for us to practice what we preach. And we don't want to look at the scoreboard. You know, we don't want to focus on the outcome. We want to focus on the process and each play, you know, kind of having a life of its own and being our best at that play. And so we got a chance to finally do that. You know, I think anytime you play a game, you all of a sudden have now new information on your team that you didn't really know about. You know, you think you know your team, you know, after you spend, you know, so many hours preparing for a season, you know, 15 practices, spring ball, another 25 in training camp leading up to that first game. And, you know, we got out there and learned some things about ourselves, found some spots where we can improve. You know, everything, you know, that we saw on Saturday is very fixable and correctable. And looking in the mirror, there's things that I know myself, you know, we could have done differently as a coaching staff. And, again, just using that information to our advantage and being our best the next time we get a chance, which will be tomorrow.
You know, one thing I noticed, Coach, was almost every type of situation you could come up against in a game, you came against it. Talk about your defense, giving up 7 points each quarter in the first half. Second half, nothing but zeros.
Yeah, you know, and I think, yeah, defensively, you know, if you're a defensive guy and a savant of that side of the ball, you understand that, you know, for every defensive call you have going into the game, you need to be able to have rules to adjust to over a dozen different looks that you could possibly get. You know, so, you know, going into a game where you don't really know much about the opponent, you know, the new coaching staff, you know, we knew their personnel, but as far as what we thought we were going to see, you know, formations, motions, personnel groups, run concepts, pass concepts, those are all, you know, kind of unknowns. And so, you know, for us, you know, each call that we had, you know, like, how are we going to line up to empty, or when they line up four receivers to a side, or go up tempo. And I think we probably had a little bit too much going in. And so, you know, coming out of halftime, that's one thing I was really proud of our coaches and our teams. You know, we got back to basics. So, you know, that day one install, the calls that we have run a thousand times, hey, let's just stick with those because our guys know exactly what they're doing there. And then sure enough, you know, kept them out of the end zone that whole second half. And it was really, really positive to see that happen.
You know, somebody asked, are you an offensive team or a defensive team? My answer would be yes. How about that offense? And how about Matthew Shekelman?
Yeah, you know, it was great to see us operate with some efficiency. The other thing I thought was really promising is the lack of penalties. Now, I think, when we went back and looked at the tape, there were a few that the officials did miss. And so I think just like us, they're getting their legs underneath them to be able to see some of those things. But, love seeing us play a fairly clean game. Matthew Shekelman did a fantastic job of managing the game. He has the two qualities, that, again, these are qualities as a former defensive coach and myself, that you hate to see, and that's athleticism to be able to extend a play. So, he converted one third down with his legs, and another explosive scramble got us all the way down to the 1 yard line. And then the other thing that he has is just a really strong arm. And so, regardless of how good your coverage is or how great a break on the ball that you might have defensively, the ball's just not in the air very long. It gets to the target really, really quickly, and he was accurate the whole day. So just really pleased with his first performance. There's still some things that he can improve on, as we all can, but overall just an awesome day for him, and his personality and his demeanor is exactly what you want as far as not getting too high or too low.
It's a Football Friday with you and I head coach Todd Stepsis. Let's talk about tomorrow's game. You are in Wyoming. What do you know about the Cowboys?
they're really talented. They've got some guys on that team that can wreck a game. So whether it's on offense they've got a receiver that can take it the distance. He is super twitchy and fast. He averaged, I think it was over 20 yards a catch in their game against Akron. I mean, so we've got to have a plan for him, whether it's the screen game or whether it's him getting loose down the field. And then on defense, they've got a defensive tackle that sits right in the middle there that can wreck shop. In the run game, we got to figure out how to make sure we don't single him up. And then the pass game, we got to figure out how to get a couple bodies running at him. So those two guys are standout players for them. But I do think that, like a lot of us, that first game, sometimes doesn't play as clean as you'd hoped. And for them, I think offensively, they're looking to make a big jump from last week to this week.
Do you got any players nicked up, Coach?
Yeah, every game, I think you get guys kind of banged up. Tate Norman, he unfortunately suffered an injury to one of his wrists, so he won't be able to play. But a nice thing too is you might have had a guy get dinged up, but then there's a guy or two that didn't play that you got back. And I think I'm excited about Haisan Bebui. He's one of our defensive linemen, and the more of those guys you can throw out there, the better you're going to perform, for four quarters. So, excited to have another bullet to fire there on that side of the ball.
The pregame will be on Saturday at 2:00 with kickoff at 3:00. Coach, are you ready to step it up?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
It's time to step it up with Coach Todd Stepsis. All right, Coach, question number one. If you could make the ultimate sandwich, what would be on it?
Ooh, well, I think, I'm not a big sauce guy, so it doesn't need to have any kind of special sauce on it, but anything with bacon is right up my alley. So if I'm going to make a sandwich, man, it's got to have some bacon, really any kind of meat, chicken, turkey, whatever it is. Yeah, put some bacon on there, and that sandwich becomes ultimate to me.
All right, question number two. If you could time travel, where would you go, to the past or the future?
Ooh, wow. Probably the future, just to see how things are changing. I'm getting older, too, and so, to be able to see how the world's going to be, 100 years from now, is there going to be flying cars? Is there going to be ways to teleport? Who knows? I think the future I think would be neat just because of how quickly things evolve. It'd be cool to see.
Question number three, as we step it up with Coach Todd Stepsis, what's the worst job you've ever had?
Okay, worst job would probably be, it was kind of weird. Like it was the worst job, but I actually had a lot of fun with it. I worked at an auto fabricating plant. It was, I think, my second summer in college. So I worked on a line, and I basically hung parts up to get painted, and then when they came down from the line. I had to pull them off and put them away, and it was 8 hours in the heat. You know, it was right next to like an oven that would cook the parts after they got painted, and so not a ton of variety hanging up parts, you know, putting them away. But you know, this is always a cool lesson that, you know, it's not necessarily what you're doing, but the people you're doing it with. And it was a pretty fun crew, so that's what kept me going. You know, with how terrible the work was, the company was definitely enjoyable, and it kept me coming back.
Question for Coach: if possible, would you rather live underwater or in space?
Ooh, man, there's a lot of cool stuff underwater. You know, I think one of the things my wife and I love doing is snorkeling, but, you know, I've never been to space before. I mean, that could be neat, too, but it feels like there's nothing out there, you know? So, you know, I think I probably would enjoy being underwater a little bit more.
And your last question, Coach, I don't know what this one means. What's your zombie apocalypse plan?
Oh, so if the zombies are coming.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a great question. Well, I said, better make sure we got some ammo, you know, so make sure we're always packing. And I don't know if we're able to kill the zombies in this story, but, you know, I got to make sure that we got a way to stay alive.
There you go. Coach is packing when the zombies come. It's Wyoming tomorrow. Free game right here on the Mix at 2 o'clock. Kickoff at 3. And again, always a pleasure. You and I, head coach Todd Stepsis. Coach, thanks so much. We will talk to you next week.
Yeah, I always look forward to it.
Todd Stepsis, thank you, Coach. And the game is right here on 93.5 The Mix. Again, pregame at 2 o'clock. Kickoff at 3 with J.W. Cox and 93.5 The Mix.